at the airport. My flight's just landed. One way from Vancouver to Seattle after a long ass flight from Toronto, or maybe straight out of Montreal to Vancouver. Nevertheless, I am dressed in leggings that make my ass look incredible. Maybe they've got those like mesh stripes on the side or something. My legs look really good too. And I'm wearing a low cut crop top and a lacy low bra underneath. Up in a ponytail, and I'm a little bit exhausted, but also very excited. Very, very excited. I've never been to the Seattle airport, so I don't know what it's like, but as I'm leaving the baggage claim, I walk through the doors, I swoosh open, and I scan the crowd of waiting people, excited to see their whoever's coming off the plane. Spots ahead of adorable shaggy brown hair, and he's wearing glasses. And my heart starts to race. Down him and then back up again, and my mouth starts to water. As I approach, I admire his biceps and his t-shirt. And my pussy starts to get wet. And when I reach him, I don't even hesitate for jumping into his arms, for a hug, and wrapping my legs around his torso, and then pulling back, only to plant my mouth on his. And it's like someone's lit a match, and I'm toasting gasoline. I'm just on fire with to meet everyone and everything around us falls away. And I want to devour you. I want to be devoured too. Eventually pull back. Not that you want to either, but polite company and all that, as much as I'd love to tear my brother's clothes off in public and fuck him right there, I don't want to get on the no-fly list. So, you carry me like still wrapped around your torso, face buried in your neck, to your car. As soon as we're inside your car, I'm climbing into your lap in the driver's seat. I can't wait till we get anywhere else. I can't wait for anything. You push the seat all the way back. Settle in your lap. And our lips are on each other again as our hips grind together. Just trying to feel each other as much as possible with as little time wasted in space between us as possible. If I could have one superpower, anything at all in the world, what I wouldn't give to be able to snap my fingers and have our clothes be out of the way. But I don't. So instead, I just keep kissing you. My hand from down your chest, and I let it sit in your car. Moaning and whimpering. So fucking excited. Because I know, finally, soon you're gonna be inside me. And that's what I've been craving for as long as I can remember. Just pulling down the zipper and unbuttoning the button. My big brother's pants, pulling out his cock, and forcing it into me, You helped me get rid of my leggings. And you pulled my panties to the side because we're too impatient for anything else. Sink down on you. You're so fucking hard and thick and only you fill me up exactly how I knew you would. Perfectly. Since I left baggage claim. Oh. So hot, you could probably bake cookies in it. And I squeal and moan and cry if I bounce up and down on you. Feels so fucking incredible, and it's all I've needed. God, Adam, I need you inside. I've needed you inside me. My brother, I've needed you inside. And you're inside. And you're fine. Whisper that in close. Actually, I probably scream it. Your hips tighten, your hands tighten on my hips. As you drive up to me even harder and faster. Ask me if I like taking my big brother's car. And I tell you yes. Yes. Fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me. Please fuck me. Please let me come on your car. Can I please? And you pull my hips down on you and hold them there. Press up into me. Basically. you sobbing. As I feel you give me your peace is gone. Every pulse is punctuated with a gasp or a groan or a growl from you. I'm kissing you as when I pull away for breath for the touching and we're just looking each other in awe of one another. Both taking in the fact that you're stuffed to the hilt inside me. Finally, after so long, I'm filled with your baby now. My sister is such a proud of me. Gently look up into me again. And I can't help but come in. My pussy wanting you to look for me. Finally, I collapse on your chest. And you have to lean into me against the top of my head. Yours. And then it's okay, that's fine.